keepsakes.
Keepsakes.
An emotional video for love song.
Faith cosplay summit.
Yeah, those major events, it won't die. It will just add new concept.
He did it 100% here. He did it well. He's no longer named.
This is Keepsakes, the podcast. I'm Jay Agonoy.
Welcome to the 30th episode of Keepsakes, the podcast. And it's around evening, and thankfully, naayos ko yung rig ko just in time for this conversation. This is, I have here one of my friends. I'll call her Bagel. And should I mention your name na rin?
Oh, go lang.
Ayan, right. Okay, Sophia Abigail Sanchez, a.k.a. Bagel. And I mistook, I mispronounced her name as Bagel because stereotypical Tagala Bisaya narrative.
Oh my God.
Tagala Bisaya narrative. Yes, it's actually true. Now, Bagel is the winner for the student category of the 2018 Nihongo Fiesta, Nihongo Speech Contest. And I got in touch with her again almost a year after, to tell us, to share a fruitful discussion. This is just a brief conversation, you know? I only have, 5 minutes for this.
So
it's been almost a year since you won the Nihongo Speech Contest. How do you feel?
Well, to be frank, wala. Just normal. Pero feel ko na parang may nag-improve sa yung pag-communicate ko ng Japanese to like other Japanese people, ganun. May konting improvement, yun lang. Yun lang yung feel ko.
Ayun, kasi I think the goal of the Nihongo Speech Contest is to improve the communication in Japanese because Japanese on its own is a language that is easy to hear, hard to understand. Easy to, di ba? Parang ganun. Am I correct?
Very. Kasi, ganito kasi yun. When you learn Japanese kasi, you have to put your heart and your soul into it. Hindi yung parang half-ass ka na matututo. Kasi ako, natitrigger kasi ako when other people say na learning Japanese is really easy. Kasi, in fact, it's not. Especially when it comes to communication, kasi hindi mo alam na nakakabastos ka na pala sa ibang Japanese people. Kasi they have yung parang sa ating sa mga Pinoy, it's po and opo, di ba? To make it more polite. Kasi sa kanila, they have different parang keigo, song keigo.
Is this something like kasi, Tatemae versus Honne? Like what I learned from Dogen?
Parang ganun, kasi from a few years back, teacher ko na parang hindi ako nag-honorific sa kanya, tapos di ko alam na binastos ko na pala siya, then parang ang sama lang tingin sa akin noon. So, ayun nga, tapos their writing system, lahat tayo alam na they have kanji, hiragana, and katakana, di ba? Sa kanji ka talaga sasabit eh, kasi it's really hard, especially yung JLPT. They have 5 levels, N5, N4, N3, N2, N1. N1 being the most difficult and N5 being the most easy. Well, not really easy, but carry mo as a beginner. So, yun nga, so pag mag-aaral ka, you have to go through the basics from hiragana and katakana. Tapos hindi ka pwede diretso-diretso ng kanji kasi kung didiretso ka, hindi mo alam kung saan ka sisimula. Hindi mo rin alam kung paano yan basahin. So, ayun. And then, communication. Kasi ako, pag nagtuturo kasi ako, I'm really strict when it comes to hatsuon or pronunciation because pag mali yung pag-pronounce mo, medyo it comes off really wrong. Ayun.
So, when all these things considered, nung sinalihan mo yung Nihongo Speech Contest, you really put into your heart yung narrative mo, your the embodiment of your speech. Tama?
Oh, syempre kasi pangarap po yung tinotalk about ko sa speech na yun. Tsaka, ano, to be frank, kaya ano, yung pag-translate doon, napatulong pa ako kasi it's a speech eh. Kailangan formal siya, hindi yung pichi-pichi lang na kailangan, ano, hindi siya informal kasi may yung mga guests doon, mga malalaking tao yun, tapos hindi mo gagawing formal yung speech na yun. Pero parang nakakabastos ka, di ba?
And really happy na you won that. Although I was there in spirit, aka I was not there because I was doing something else. Yan ang nangyayari sa akin these days eh. If it's not my name being brought to different countries, it's my spirit. consider magdo-donate ka ng flashlight na. Pero moving back to the topic, since you've gone through this, what can you tell others who want to join these kinds of contests?
Well, for starters, kailangan mong alamin yung topic na ihahala mo doon sa ano sa stage na yon. Tsaka, kung magsasalita ka na doon, you have to give it your all. Hindi yung half-ass kang magsasalita doon na parang wala lang, chill-chill lang. Hindi ka mananalo ng ganun. Kasi nung akin, hindi ko in-expect na mananalo ko kasi, first of all, parang gala lang yung ano, yung pinunta ko nung Manila kasi ayun nga, hindi ko in-expect na makukuha ako. Tapos, ayun, boom, kuha pala ako. Tapos,
pa
wala pa akong practice nun ha. On the day pa ako na ano, on the speech pa ako nag-practice, oo. Ayun. Basta kung gusto mong sumali, you have to give it your best. Tsaka, ayusin mo yung pronunciation.
Napakadelikado mabulol at that time, especially at that crucial time na you're at the stage, you're in front of these prestigious people, and then they will judge you, and of course some of them will be nitpicky.
Nabulol ako noon eh.
Yun na lang ana. Okay, so yun na. Any other activities you have currently this 2019?
Well, for this 2019, actually I'm going to be voicing in a game which is called Masune, and the release date, I don't know if ano ma pwede pa to sabihin, but the release date will be on November 1, I think, 2021, and I will be the Japanese voice actress for that game. It will have two voices, English and Japanese, and ako yung Japanese CV. Japanese CV.
I think the other character voice is Aika Intong, who's also Filipino based in America, no?
Yeah. Oh, she's here in the Philippines and she lives in Cagayan de Oro.
Teka, tawagin ko si Sere. Tag ko si Sere dito sa ano. Baka mamaya we can ano, of course, having Sere dito. I think I might have Sere in the next few episodes. Ayun, pero of yun ano. So Musume is a game. Is this an independent game?
Yeah.
Ayan. So yun ano, 2020, and it's somehow active sa Twitter, no? So looking forward, yeah, 2021, 2021, so 2 years. Ayun ano. All right, so looking forward to that. Thank you for kahit maiksi tong oras natin, no? At least I get to get back to you, no? And really mali pala yung pronunciation ko. I was bakil. Diyos ko!
No, pero thank you for having me.
Thank you, Bagel. That's Sofia Abigail Sanchez. And again, 2018 Nihongo Fiesta, Nihongo Speech Contest winner. Now currently voicing the character of... what's the name again? Sorry. Musume. In the
Musume
game. Thank you very much.
Keepsakes, the podcast.
I will be visiting one of the biggest pop culture events in Cebu. It's Otaku Fest 2019, and it will be happening on February 23 to 24, Saturday, Sunday, at SM Seaside City Cebu's Maze Garden. It's an outdoor event, just like any other Otaku Fest events that they held. And for the first time, they will be holding this event for 2 days. So, a lot of activities are in store, three of which are the World Cosplay Summit Philippines Cebu Qualifiers, the Pop Culture Hiroshima Philippines Cebu Qualifiers and National Finals, and the One Piece Day, which is a gathering of all the One Piece fans. Those who are cosplaying characters from One Piece will be gathering in one venue on the second day of Otaku Fest. It will be a major part of the event as well. And aside from these activities, we also have the Asian Pop Dance Competition, the Japanese Singing Competition, the Artist Alley, the Cosplay Parade, and there will be exhibits as well as a Saber Storm Tournament and Yu-Gi-Oh! And Card Fight Vanguard Tournaments. The guests for this year's event are Team Sekai, that's Seru Santa Ana and Kai Raito, our WCS Philippines 2018 Team Philippines, and also the advisor to the World Cosplay Summit and very popular, Reka. Tickets are available at tickettome.net and you can check out the Otaku Fest Facebook page for more information. Keepsakes is a media partner for Otaku Fest 2019.
Keepsakes, the podcast.
Now we move on to another topic, which is the Crunchyroll Funimation partnership. At this juncture, I have with me Marlo Barceliano, one of my friends. He's with Anime Corner. He's the chairman of the group and he's handling community relations and organization relations. Am I correct?
Yeah, correct. Mostly we designed para inang specialization ko now. Since we have other department, pero yun ang napagkasundo ko sa structure changes now.
Right. Okay. Yes. Hi. Congratulations. Hello? On still being there as ACPH. Ano? Although medyo nagkaroon lang kayo ng minor name change around the end of the year. Tama?
Kasi we're on a transition din. So, I'm now consolidating lahat ng local handle ko. Kasi it makes sense na nga naman, pare-pare sa ginagawa. So, I think for 2019, mayroong magiging holdings org na lahat na kawa ko within the Philippines.
Laki rin ng ano. So, Anime Corner really grew from the Philippines.
Technically, yeah. Most of the community side, kasi online base, it's like 2012. Mm-hmm. But online lang din, nagtayo ako ng Philippine side kasi para maiba. And ayun, from ups and downs na yun, surprising and everywhere. Hindi lang halata.
Ayun, medyo muffled ka yung boses mo, ano, pero can you, off the record na tong part na to, can you speak a few words again without getting close to the mouthpiece? Ayan, okay.
Okay
one
na.
More. Ayan, sorry, kasi ayan. Yun nga, nagmamuffle ka dito sa audio ko na. Pero, ayan, 5-4. All right, so yon Nana, thank you for that, and again, congratulations for making 2012, no? 2012.
Yeah, 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012.
2012. 2013. It decided. We will now proceed to discuss the Crunchyroll Funimation partnership. And to give everyone a background of this, I'll pull up this story from Anime Pilipinas. Of course, 2018 pa to. Since October 2018 pa to na-announce. November 9, Crunchyroll Funimation will have their separate ways. And as a result, yung mga series na nasa Crunchyroll na under din of Funimation will be put off Funimation. And as this is an outcome of Sony taking over the majority stake in Funimation, and they aim to make it a global sub and dub brand. So medyo dehado dito si Crunchyroll, although they have partnerships with the service High Dive, which is partnering with the VRV service na under Elation, which is the holding parent company of Crunchyroll. Maraming discussions about this, but we have to consider a few things. First, one is that Sony also holds Animax under its division, Sony Pictures Television Networks Asia. And aside from that, recently, Aniplex, which is also under Sony, acquired Madman Entertainment's anime arm in Australia. So, big news, and I think Sony's being aggressive this time. Let's let's think of the possibilities about this. How about you? What do you think of this?
I think it's Sony's consolidation sa online lucrative online streaming market, actually, kasi dahil sa mga ibang competitors din like Netflix, yeah, so yun, Netflix is Amazon, Hulu, so on. So I think Sony is now entering to the anime sub and dub market kasi sobra napansin nila na sobrang lucrative din yun. And napansin nila na they have the resources, so I think it's a smart business move na they want to have the market share. Kasi usually yung nagdo-dominate sa US is usually Crunchyroll. Eh. Which is very crucial, I think, even in some European markets. So halos uncontested din sila. I think on those areas. Eh. Kasi except sa Asia, wala naman masyado. But malakas din ng US market. Kasi it's one of the high-consuming markets in anime. So it's a good move na Sony thinks na they have to take the share kasi they also have a market share din sa anime productions, even like sa A1 Pictures, diba? I think under they have some
Aniplex. Aniplex
din, even
and they also hold din, the so, you know, basically it's Aniplex, and then they also hold Fate Grand Order FGO, the smartphone game.
Yeah. So talaga ano yun. You know, as a business, na parang bakit nakikinabang po siya? Iti tayo na lang. So I think they're positioning themselves to launch globally siguro. Or at least in some regions like in Australia or baka Asia siguro. Well, Asia, I don't know. But I think they're poising themselves muna sa Western audience.
Before they proceed to the Asian audience, of course, these are two different cultures, two different, and aside from these different cultures, marami pang subcultures around the Western and the Asian fandoms. And one of which, of course, the Philippines, of course, atayo, mahilig tayong manood ng anime online through such streaming sites, no doubt. And last time, no I doubt. Talked with Jay Melagrito of Anime Pilipinas about the Shonen Jump online service na kaka-established pa lang this 2019. It's been established in December 2018, pero it's on full force this 2019. One thing's for sure, one of my theories is that maybe if Aniplex or Sony as a whole or Funimation gets a hold of what the market is here in the Philippines, maybe they'll consider na open up a streaming service like Funimation now, kasi diba they want a sub and dub brand and people now watch on the internet, something that the big shot networks haven't fully realized yet as far as I understood things.
Actually, yeah. Yun ang kulang sa atin, parang we lack legal online stream. Well, Netflix is there. Actually, even Amazon is there. So I think it's not lacking kasi a lot of streaming sites has anime na rin eh. Netflix, for example, is there also investing in anime. And Amazon, so on. So talagang they're also trying to get the share. Kasi they stream everything, so they wouldn't, the anime is one part, is a huge part of it, so they're getting license rights then also to distribute it worldwide. So I think Filipinos now has an access to it. Hindi mo, kasi marami naman sa atin, including myself, may Netflix subscription. Pero may nag-stream din talaga kasi it's all there. But there are people na nagsasabay yun kasi yun, it's available, it's convenient, it's fast. Which is another platform issue na pwede ko i-share about sa mga platforms nila. But I think slowly, you can have a steady rise of availability of streaming sites that offers anime.
That's on the optimistic side of things kasi at the current state that we have now, imposible mo pang maakit ng mga tao to subscribe to a streaming service. It's Netflix, yes, you can convince them because aside from anime, aside from anime, you have a lot of series. They're really burning money on this. Of course, tayo naman, yeah. We want, of course, so for someone like me, I want my things consolidated na into one place para hindi na ako magbabayad ng dagdag na fees. This happened with Amazon's anime strike. Na aside diba from the Amazon Prime Video service, you have to pay an additional to access anime. So parang maybe it's business-wise it's plausible, it's possible, pero to the consumer it's always unfair na magpapatong ako ng dagdag pa just to watch anime.
Actually, yun din ang hassle din sa about the partnership, yung nag-breakaway, yun talaga ang concern ng fans na they have to pay two services again. Kasi it's like they're different shows, different licenses, so you have to pay more services. The ideal scenario is one platform service, which is it looks like a business. It's more of a monopolizing every license that we have. Pero as a consumer, convenient yun. Kasi isang bayad eh, buka naman ano to lahat. Anything you wish for, yun.
Ayan, ano. Let me pull up this story from Slash Film. I think they have their perspective on this as well, ano. Let me quote from this one, ano, and to quote from the story posted by Slash Films writer Hoi Tran Boy, to quote, "The death of this partnership feels like a casualty of the streaming wars, with media conglomerates like Warner Media and Apple eager to jumpstart their own streaming services. Through their impressive catalogs, small grassroots services like Crunchyroll and on the K-drama side, Drama Fever will suffer. It's a sad day for anime fans who have been with these services since day one. And but hey, maybe this means we'll get My Hero Academia on Netflix soon." Quote unquote. End quote. So, yun, ano. Maybe this puts everything into perspective na, yun nga, we have to pay stuff. Pero at the same time, baka sabihin ni Sony, okay, we'll put My Hero Academia on Netflix. Previously it's on Crunchyroll and currently it's on Funimation now and sub and dub as far as I understood. So, tayo naman din sa Pilipinas, wala tayong kamalay-malay and hindi naman natin ma-access yung Funimation from the US. we can only access Viz and I think that the least possible way of accessing these kinds of stories is in manga form through Shonen Jump through Viz. Because they made their catalog available talaga for everyone in the aside from the services like this, and if you're on the light novel side, there's J Novel Club. I subscribed once and I was satisfied. Of course, hindi ko masyad, with the time that I have, I wish I could read everything. I wish I could binge watch, pero time is of the essence. It's always the enemy aside from money and the time.
Yeah, well, it's platform. Ano lang dyan is licensing. Who owns the license? Yun ang labanan dyan eh.
Yes.
It's more of a casualty of the streaming wars. In the first place, the streaming wars is a battle of acquiring the most license from all that distribution to show the shows that you want. So talagang it's more acquisition of rights. Talaga, it's against time. Interest who those streaming companies, the best shows. Now, the partnership in the to begin with is more of a cease of hostilities. Sinabi ko, let's just say they're gonna try to work together. Then all of a sudden, Sony acquires Funimation, then sinabi na, teka lang, parang medyo lugi yata tayo siyang pare. So, knowing Sony's resources na, they have a lot of advantage. So they're making the decision na, syempre, it's business interest talaga. But I think, na knowing how Crunchyroll runs its own is pretty much favorable na I think Sony will focus it on the streaming itself while Crunchyroll expands on its own catalog. Kasi from this partnership, they have especially My Hero Academy. It's under Funimation pero they really are tanking it. But that's ano. Another thing is, due to that then, Crunchyroll has focused on social media presence. As napapansin mo, yung mga influencers, yung mga paid sponsors, while Funimation has a different, slow approach.
All right, so I'll cut you with that again. And to summarize what you've said earlier, it's more of that first is they try to have a ceasefire and then hindi nag-work, and then of course they want to aggressively expand against each other. Moving on for the Filipinos, ang masasabi lang natin is that we're still suffering, tama?
Well, it's actually, we're more of a gray area na kasi this thing, it doesn't evolve our region eh. Kasi mayroong Animax dyan, or Aniplus, or so on. Doon tayo eh. Yun ang, sila yung may hawak na license to show the shows that you're showing here. Basically, ganoon. I don't know how they would position here unless Animax will undergo a very dramatic shift from TV to screen or baka isang third party ang mag-dominate. Kasi pansin ko Animax now they're showing subtitles eh. Diba? I think bata ko ay puro dubs lahat, halos lahat. Then recently they're going subs so on. I think in the Filipino sense, it's more like we're more relaxed kasi number one, it's a very different market in my opinion. Number two, iba ang may hawak ng license natin to publish shows. I think it's different compared to US, you know? Pero, I think you can feel this or not, pero may presence is owning pictures dito, which is through Animax. So I think it would, through their posturing, I think they would have to move something on the streaming side of platform or different. Or if any case, they will move. They have some sort of movement. It's a global re-strategizing about the streaming kasi through the acquisitions nga. Hindi naman mag-acquire for nothing. So I think they're having a global initiative na to spread their own streaming, their services as their own brand. And I think Sony would have a huge advantage of it.
We're open to the possibility na Animax will have its own streaming service, tama? In the Philippines.
Or anything similar, or any Sony platform, mukha.
Right, kasi currently, ang streaming platform ni Sony dito, it's either PlayStation Music, Spotify, or something else.
Yeah. So I think, mukha nga eh, pero either yun, or they would let Netflix or Netflix kasi mas patok sa Netflix dito eh.
Ayan.
So mukhang Netflix will take the share.
Yeah, Netflix possible, really possible, and I think it has a 60 to 70% chance of that, ano. Pero for that, ano, since we're already out of time, I wish I could continue this, but maybe we'll continue this in person, ano, since the internet is really lagging at this time, ano. Very unfortunate. Recorded. Pero
kuha ka recorded na, no, kasi mag-debate sila.
Data to, yeah.
Recorded po ba to?
of course. There will be just edits nito, no?
Well, wala kasi. Well, eh, market beat pa. May nangyayari doon. Biglang na, wala pa.
May biglang nag-skip ka ng OJ. Sige, we'll close the discussion, ano? Right. So with that said, thank you very much, Marlo Barceliano of Anime Corner here in the Philippines, and looking forward for future discussions like this in the future.
Bye.
That wraps up another episode of Keepsakes, the podcast. New episodes can be heard on anchor.fm/keepsakes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. You can follow me on Twitter at @jagonoy. More updates will be posted on facebook.com/keepsakesbyjay. Leave your voice messages using the Anchor app available on Google Play and the App Store. Shout out to Lee Rosebear for the music. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I hope you enjoyed it. Until next time.